Okay, good morning everyone. Today's daf is daf Peites, and we're starting on Peites Amud Aleph on the second line. Amar Rava, so we were discussing a case in the Mishnah of if there's a rumor that a woman is either that she had Kiddushin or that she was divorced. And now we talk a slightly different case. Amar Rava, Yatzal Lashem Mezana Be'ir, that if her name went out, that she was someone who is Mezana with Avadim or with Ove Kochavim, which makes her usher to marry a Kohen, because we're talking about an unmarried woman, Ein Choshishin La. We don't worry about the fact that there's that rumor and she can go ahead and get married to a Kohen. My time, or what's the reason that Rava doesn't worry if she has that reputation as a woman who's being Mezana? Because Pritzusa Ba'amo Hu Dechazi La, that the reason people are saying that she is someone who is Mezana is just because they saw that she acted in an immodest way, and therefore they figure that she's probably someone who has had relationship with such people, but they don't actually know that she did something wrong, and therefore Rava says we would ignore such a rumor. So the Gemara says, Ketanoi, this is actually like a machlokas tanayim, as to whether or not we concern ourselves with rumors that someone has been engaging in such activity. Why we say achla b'shuk? If you see a woman who's eating in the shuk, in the marketplace, in the open street, so walking and eating, girgara b'shuk. Rashi says girgara is that she holcha netuyas garen, with her neck held, stretched out. So like she's walking in a very pronounced way. Henika b'shuk, or she's walking through the shuk, nursing a child. Bekulon, in all of these cases, Reb Meir Omer Teitze, we're now talking about a married woman, Reb Meir says that she has to leave her husband, because if she's a woman who acts in this way, then she probably was Mezana with someone, and therefore she should have to leave her husband. And that's not the opinion that I think the Gemara is trying to point. I think the Gemara is trying to take it from the next two opinions. Rabbi Akiva says, Misha yisu v'yitnu ba moizros balavana. If, and it's not enough that she acts in a way, or she walks, comports herself in a way that's not sneas, but if the women who moizros, they spin, Rashi says, nashem atavas b'shuk l'ar alavana, that they spin wool to the light of the moon. And Rashi says, v'darkan l'suach sichos betelos, and they just talk about meaningless things. L'odaber b'chashudos shebe'ir, they talk about whoever is suspected of anything. This is a raya that there weren't shetels in that time, because they didn't have shetel machers, because that would be the equivalent. But this, they would sit in the marketplace and they would talk. So it says, as long as she's talked about in that fashion, then that is a reason to suspect her of being immoral. But the fact that she walks around that way isn't. So what do you see? You see that Rabbi Akiva is concerned about rumors. Rumors matter to Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to Rabbi Akiva, Im kein lo hinachta bas le'avram avinu sheyoshevas tachas baylo. If you're going to do that, you're going to find that you didn't leave a single woman, a single daughter of Avram Avinu, that can stay under her husband. Not because all women are immoral, but rather because any time, if a rumor is enough to make a woman leave her husband, she's going to get in a spat with the neighbor or do something, and they're going to say, oh, you know, did you hear that she was unfaithful? There'll be a rumor, and then she'll have to leave her husband. So you're saying you can't live in a society where you listen to every rumor about who did something wrong. Moreover, I mean, he brings it from somewhere. He says, Atara Amra, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, the Torah says, Ki matza ba ervas davar, that when it talks about a husband, divorcing his wife, that he finds in her something, an erva, and it uses the word davar, ulahalan huomer, and later it says, apishnaim edim o pishlosha edim yakum davar, that when you're trying to establish any matter that you need edim, and again the word davar, and we've encountered this many times, the gzer shav of davar davar from so malahalan davar barer afkan davar barer. Just like when we're talking about something that has the testimony of witnesses, apishnaim edim, that has two edim, that edim are testifying about something that's certain, afkan davar barer, so to hear you need something certain, you need something more than just a rumor to say that a woman has been unfaithful or that she's been behaving poorly, and to assume that for that reason she should have to leave her husband. Okay, so we have machlokas tanayim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri about whether we believe rumors about someone's behavior or not. Okay, at the two dots. Tanur Rabbanan learned, Ba'ula ein choshesh in la. If there becomes a rumor, Rashi says, that it comes into the rumor that she's a person who has had relations with a man, and what's the relevance of that? Ein choshesh in la, we don't worry about that. Even a kohen gadol can only marry a basula, someone who's never had relations with a man. And so the fact that there's a rumor about this woman that she's a bula, we don't listen to that. And the reason because maybe they just saw that she did something immodest, but not that she actually did something wrong. Okay, nesua en choshesh en la. If a rumor comes out that says that she was married at some point, we don't believe such a rumor, and we wouldn't stop her. We wouldn't accord her the status of a married woman. Because we have a chazaka, Rashi says, v'anu mechazkin b'becheska she pnuya, we have a chazaka, she's a pnuya, and rumors won't go up against a chazaka. Arusa, or there's a rumor that she had erusin, and choshishinla, we don't care about that. Shalol l'ploni. So now, those cases of Nesu and Arusa are talking about where it comes out and says that some time ago she got married. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that if there's a rumor that she's Mekudosh, then that is believed. So the question is, so what does it mean when it says Nesu or Arusa is not believed? Because one is talking about a case where they said some time ago she was an Arus or a Nesua, in which case that goes against an Arusa or a Nesua, which goes against the Chazaka that she's a Pnuya, versus the case in our Mishnah was talking about where she said, The rumor said today she was Mekudesha, so it's not really going up against her chazaka. It says there's been a change in her chazaka. So that's a different case. In that case, we do believe her. But now the Braisa continues and says, Shelo leploni ein choshesh in la. If a rumor comes out that says she got married today or she had kiddushin today, which we just finished saying in our Mishnah is something that we do believe that rumor, but if that rumor goes out on the woman and it's not attached to a particular person, it just says she got, she had Erisin, or she had Nisuin, but it didn't say with who, that's an insufficient rumor, and therefore, unlike our Mishnah, where we are concerned that perhaps she has that status, if the rumor is that she had Kiddushin, but it doesn't say with who, then we don't worry about that rumor. Bi'ir Acheres and Choshesh in Love. They say that she got had Kiddushin in a different city, we're not Choshesh to that. Mamzeres, if they said that she is a Mamzeres, and Choshesh in Love, we don't worry about that rumor, we don't accord her that status. Shifcha, if they said that she's really a servant, she's a slave, and it's a regular woman who we see walking down the street, ain't choshesh in law, we don't worry that that's true. Hikdish ploni nechasov, or hifkir ploni nechasov, what happens if there's a rumor that a certain person was makdish all of his possessions, in which case people can't use it, and he can't use it, because it's hikdish. Alternatively, that they said that he was mafkir all his nechasim. So can anyone go and take his items? So the Gemara said, the Braisa continues, ein choshesh in lahen, we don't worry about those things. So basically, while it is true, and we're going to see this in a moment, while it is true in our Mishnah that we believed rumors at some level, if she had kiddushin, that's specific, and we're going to see that there's some caveats to that coming up in the Gemara momentarily. But what you see from what we've talked about so far is that we don't just believe any old rumor, and if we have any reason to believe that it's not true, for sure we won't believe it. We also dealt earlier with the question of whether you believe rumors, the machlokas tanayim, in the case of saying that she was a woman with mezana. Okay, so that's where we are. Amar Ula, which is right across from Tosos, who starts Ad Shemagian. Amar Ula, lo sheshamu kol havaram, when it's said in our Mishnah that we believe a rumor that a woman had kiddushin, it's not that shashamu kol havara. Shashamu kol havara would literally mean that we heard an echo. Basically, it's not just that we heard one person said and whatever, and you're kind of hearing the echo. It's not enough to hear a rumor that a woman is mekudeshes. There has to be something more that leads you to believe it's true. Ela kadeshi he neiros dokos, that rather, what are they saying? Rather, what's the circumstance that there's a house and the lights are turned up and lit, such as you would for a simcha, umitos mutzos, and the couches or the beds are laid out for guests, ubnei adam nechnasim yotzin, and people are going in and out for omim, and they say plonis miskadeshes hayom, that so and so was getting married today. So the Gemara is saying that's when we believe the inner. It doesn't have to be exactly those circumstances, but when there are facts that indicate that there's a reason to believe this kind of rumor. The Gemara has a quick question. It says, "Miskadeshes, are you saying that they come out and say she's gonna have kiddushin? What kind of rumor is that? Dilma lo akacha. Maybe she never went forward with it. In other words, the fact that people say she's gonna get mikudeshes, you're gonna listen to that." So the Gemara says, let's revise that. Ema plonis niskacha ayom. Say that so and so had kiddushin today. But the long and short of it is, you see that there have to be some facts, a little bit more than just simply saying a rumor. Now the Gemara is going to actually tell us this same halacha a few times. V'chein tana Levi. Levi learned lo sheyishmu kol havara. It's not that you just hear the echo chamber. You hear the game of telephone or the rumors. Elakadeshi ye neros dolkos. The lights are lit. Umitos mutzos, and the couches are put out. V'nashim tavos la'ara ner. Again, we're back to the women who are spinning, and this time they're not spinning by the moon, but rather by the light over there. Usmechos la, they're happy for her. Va'omros, and they say plonis miskadeshes ayom, that so and so woman is going to have kiddushin today. So again, facts that lead us to support that. The Gemara asks the same question: miskadeshes, you're telling me that they say she's going to have kiddushin? V'dilma lo akacha, maybe they never went forward with it. So what kind of rumor is that? Why should that asa her or give her the status of a woman who has had kiddushin? So Rav Papa said, Ema plonis niskacha ayom, not that she will have kiddushin, but that she had kiddushin. And that's the rumor. We don't have witnesses that say that they saw her have kiddushin, but there are enough circumstantial facts coupled with the rumor would give her the status in our Mishnah as a woman who had kiddushin. Now we're going to take this for take three. Amar Rav Bar Rachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Sheshamu Kol Havara, not that you heard the echo, that you heard the rumor. Ela Kadeshi Heneros Dolkos, the lights are lit. Umitos Mutzos, and the beds are set out. Ubnei Adam Nechrasim Yotzim, people are going in and out. Amru Davar Zehu Kol. If they're saying something, that's a kol, that's a rumor. Lo Amru Davar, if they're not saying something, Zehu Amasla, that's an Amasla. Now, if you remember, we talked about Amasla yesterday. Amasla was, for example, when they said something that in the very saying, it somehow lessened the likelihood or the certainty of the act. So in our Mishnah, we had an example that Girish Ish Pleni as Ishto Al Tanai. If you said that so-and-so divorced his wife Al Tanai, so then we don't listen to that rumor because maybe the Tanai was never Mukuyim, so we don't assume that she was divorced. Zarek La Kiddushah, Safek Karav La, Safek Kari La, he says he gave her the kiddushin, but it was a suffix whether it landed in the right place or not. So those are things on Maslow that have an inherent weakness, and therefore we're not going to listen to that rumor. So in any event, we've now finished proving for the third time that it's talking about where there's circumstantial evidence. But now we're going to examine this brisa. And it says Amru Davar. If they said something, that's a rumor. If they didn't say something, that's an amasla. The Gemara says Lo Amru. You're saying if they didn't say something, v'halo amru v'lo klum. So it says, if they didn't say anything, then obviously there's no rumor. So why are we talking about rumors? So what does it mean if they didn't say something? So the Gemara says, what he means is as follows. Lafuki midrabba barahuna, he was coming, Rabbi Yochanan, when he said this, was coming to exclude from Rabba barahuna, because they're going to argue with each other, and we're going to encounter this machlokas a few times today. Damar amasla sha'amru afilu mikan v'ad yud yomim. Because Rabba Bar Rav Huna's opinion is, in a masla, which as we said, is a fact that tends to undermine the validity or the certainty of the rumor, it's okay if that comes up to 10 days after the rumor. So if the rumor goes out that the woman had kiddushin done, and 5 days later comes out a rumor that, oh, by the way, when he threw the kiddushin to her, it's not clear if it landed in Safakar of Law, Safakar of Law, that's okay according to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, and it would still be an amasla, which would undermine the rumor, we wouldn't believe the rumor. According to Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, look, an amasla should come with the rumor. If the fact is he threw her the kiddushin and it landed in between and it's unclear, at the same time the rumor comes out, it should come out that that was the fact. So if the amasla comes later, we don't listen to it. So therefore, Kamash Malan, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like Rabba Bar Rav Huna's opinion, that's why in this brisa where it was describing the people coming in, and it said Amru Davar Zehu Kol, Lo Amru Davar Zehu Amasla, is saying as follows: Lo Amru Hu Dahavi Amasla. If they didn't say something, this is almost a reverse language, but if they didn't say something clear, if they didn't say a rumor that says, gives her a specific status, that is an amasla, ha'amru. But if they said something absolute, they said a rumor without an amasla attached, lo have amasla, that's not an amasla if one comes along later. So the point was saying that if you had all these people coming to the, what would be the Suda of the Kiddushin, so if they said something clear that said this woman had Kiddushin, that would be an amas, that would be a rumor. If they didn't say something clear implying that there was some weakness in it, that would be an amasla. But in any event, we've now brought three instances, similar instances of demonstrating that when the Mishnah says we worry that a woman might have a status of a woman who's had Kiddushin, it's talking about a case where there is circumstantial evidence that tends to support that, such as encountering what appears to be a suda in honor of the Kiddushin, and so then we're more likely to believe a rumor in that instance. Okay, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rab. Lo shashamu kol havara. It's not enough that you just hear something out there that people are saying this. Ela kadesha yomru ploni, that you're hearing it from someone who says they heard it from someone. So ploni mehechon shama. Where did ploni hear it from? Miploni from so-and-so, a different person. Uploni, miploni. And that person in turn heard it from a different person. Ubotkin vahokin, and you keep investigating achemagiyin ledavar abarer until you reach a matter of certainty. So it's saying it's not enough to just hear a rumor. If there's a rumor and, you know, Reuven said it, so you ask Reuven, where did you hear it from? He says, I heard it from Shimon. Shimon, where did you hear it from? I heard it from Levi. All the way back till you can figure out the source that you can find valid testimony for this matter. So the Gemara says, davar abarer, you're going to find something certain. Eidos mal yasahi. If you're going to find something certain, then that's Eidos. So why are you talking about rumor? It's not a rumor. If you work your way back and find valid witnesses, then it's a regular case of Eidos. So the Gemara says, Elakiyasa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. When Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came, he said in the name of Abba, in the name of Huna, in the name of Rav, Losha Shamu Kol Avara. We're not talking about where they just randomly hear rumors. El Kadesha Yomru Ploni Mehechan Shama Miploni Uploni Miploni Vahochu Lahem Lamedinas Hayam. So it's not that you investigate all the way back and you find actual Edim. It's you investigate back. Reuven says, I heard it from Shimon from Levi. Levi says, I heard it from Yisachar and Zvulun, but they went off to Medinas Hayam. So what do we have? We have like hearsay or some whatever. We have something where basically they're saying there are Edim that know this fact, but those Edim are gone. So all we have is a rumor. But if we have an ability to track it down and have some understanding about why we can't get Eidos on the matter, that is going to be a sufficient rumor in our Mishnah that will make us be concerned that the woman should have a status as someone who has had Kiddushin. Okay. Amar le Abaya l'Rav Yosef. Abaya said to Rav Yosef, Mivat linon kola alo mivat linon. Are we mevatel a rumor or are we not? So in other words, the question here is as follows. If a rumor went out that would be of the nature that we would act upon that rumor and assume a status, or we don't always assume a status, sometimes we're just concerned for a status, but in other words, if there's a rumor that would have been a valid rumor that we would have acted upon in accordance with what we've just been talking about here for the last amud or so, what happens if, so Rashi has two versions. Either is, if there's just a rumor floating around with the women and children, do you quiet it down and say, stop these rumors? That's one. Or Rashi says, what happens if the case we just described, where Reuven said Shimon said Levi, Levi said Yisachar and Zvulun, but they went to overseas. Meanwhile, Yisachar and Zvulun come back and say, I don't know what you're talking about. We never said that. We never gave that. We didn't give that testimony. So the question is, if you accepted or you had a rumor that you would have believed, and now you have a reason to say it probably wasn't a good rumor, are you mevatel the kol, and do you say it's enough that we don't do it? We're going to see that really what this is talking about is not so much, obviously, if Yisachar and Zvulun came back and said it never happened, so there's no basis for this rumor, that we don't assume the rumor actually happened. But what we're worried about is, and we're going to see this later, we're worried that people are going to think it happened, and therefore we're concerned if we're mevatel the rumor. So the question is, do we act as if there was a rumor, or are we actually mevatel the rumor? But I think everyone agrees that the rumor, at least according to Rashi's second pshat, is not true. Okay, so the question is, are we mevatel or not? Amar le, he said back to him, Rav Yosef said back to him, I mean, the Amr of Chista, from the fact that Rav Chista said, Ad she yishmo min piak sherim, shma minam min vatlin on kolo. Rav Chista says, and we're gonna talk about that basically, when do you believe a rumor? When you've heard it from, when you've tracked it back and really figured out where the rumor came from, and those people are ksherim. So therefore, what do you see? You see that we don't put much emphasis or weight on rumors because we go and try and ascertain the facts to the best of our ability. So you see, while a rumor will kick off an investigation and it might end up in some kind of suspicion, we don't really believe rumors all that much, and that's why we need to go and check the facts. So therefore, he would say, so it's not a big deal, since we don't really believe rumors all that much anyway, it's not a big deal if we quash a rumor and say it's not true, and therefore we're not going to listen to it. Amrlei, so Abaye said back to him, Adarabo, I'll tell you an opposite cheshmer, the Amr of Sheshes, or Sheshes says, Afilu mipi nashim have a call, that even if women, who generally speaking aren't believed as Edom, then even if women are saying something, then that's going to be, that's going to be a valid rumor. So, Shmamina lamivatlin on kola. So you see that if we even believe women who generally aren't believed in testimony, so what do you see? You see that we assume that the rumor mill has some truth to it. So therefore, we're not going to be mavatel a kol because you know people believe in the rumors in the rumor mill or the fact that we assume there's some truth where there's smoke, there's fire, or something along those lines. But basically, we have a buyer of Yosef going back and forth. One is saying from the fact that we try to investigate a lot, you see, we don't worry too much about rumors and we can cancel it. The other one says the fact that we believe rumors so much, even when it comes from women or people who aren't eligible for Eidos, that shows that we believe in a rumor and therefore we shouldn't be mavatal rumors. Amrlei, Aservasa Ninhu, which Rashi says, Mekomos Chalukim Minahagam, that different communities have different Minahagam. Minhagim besura mevatel kola in sura they would be mevatel kol benardoi de lo mevatel kola in nardoi they wouldn't be mevatel kol. I think the Rush springs from the Maram in Rotenberg that we're paskin here since sura was the town of Rav and we paskin like Rav Bisurim that would actually be how we would paskin that we would be mevatel kol we would be mevatel a rumor. Okay, so that's that discussion. And it's not so much a machlokas, they each have a different custom. I think Rabbeinu Hananel discusses that it had to do not so much with a halachic difference as much as there was a difference between surah and ardai, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, about how often were there rumors. In other words, was this something happening all the time, in which case I think you give it less credence, or is it something that happens once in a while, in which case you believe in it a little more. But in short, we have this differing areas of practice in different communities. There was a woman that went out on her a rumor saying that she had kiddushim from someone, lebar beirav, to someone from beirav, from Rav's beis medrash. Asya Rav Chama lavua, Rav Chama summoned or called for her father, Amrle, and he said to the father, Emily hechi havi yodah. What's the story here? Why are they saying that your daughter had kiddushim with this guy? Amrlei, the father said, he says, Al Tanai Kaddish. All he did was he was Mekaddish or Al Tanai, Adai to the Loy Azul of Beich HaZoy, that it's Kedusha as long as he didn't go to Beich HaZoy. And what did he do? Va'azul. He went right to Beich HaZoy. So therefore, my daughter is not really, doesn't have Kedushin. So what is he essentially doing? He's giving an Amasla after the rumor. So the rumor went out that she's engaged. And the father is putting in a masla saying, yeah, but it was subject to a tanai. And we know that if it's subject to a tanai, we talked about that before, that we wouldn't fully believe the rumor. So Amrlei, Rav Chama said to the father, Kivan de be'idna da have kolo lo have a masla. So since at the time that the rumor started, there was no amasla, lav kol kuminach de mechazkta amsla, that we're not going to consider an amsla because the amsala, which is your statement that it was a tanai, came after the rumor. They didn't come together. And we learned this before. This is a machlokas of Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. This, Rav Chama was going in the opinion of Rav Yochanan that the amsala has to come together with the rumor or else we don't believe it. Whereas if you recall, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna held that you have up to 10 days to have the amsala follow the rumor. I guess the juicy part of the rumor comes first and then the inconvenient facts come later in the way he understands it. So this is an example of someone paskening like Rav Yochanan. Ahid, four lines from the bottom. Ahid enafagala kolo de kacha v'atzifa de suchla be'ena de be'shifi. So there was someone that went out on her a rumor that she had had kiddushin, and what he was a really generous guy. Rashi describes that there are these like unripe dates, and they put them in a basket, and they would get better, but I guess they never fully get ripened like fully ripened dates. So when you eat the date, there's some of the date is left on the pit, and they used to use that to feed the animals. Rashi says machol behemos. So, and this happened in Ainad the Beis Shifi, which Rashi says are the springs in this place called Beis Shifi. So in any event, there went out a rumor that he was Mekadosh her with these date pits. So, Sholcha, Rav Idi Bar Avin, Lekamei D'Abaya, Rav Idi Bar Avin said to Abaya, Ki Aigav Namai, what's the halacha in this case? Amar Leh, he said to him, Afilu Lamanda Amar Lo Mevatlin An Kola. Even according to the person who said that we're not Mevatel rumors, that we give rumors a fair amount of credence. In this case, Bahamut Vatlin and Kola, in this case, we knock out the rumor. Why? Meimar Amri, they're gonna say, Ainu Buhu Rabbanim Bikidusha V'lai Haidu Buhu Shava Pruta. That because in this particular case, even if you generally speaking give a lot of credence to rumors, when it happens in such a way that there's some reason to put doubt on the rumor, because that's what we're talking about, whether you're mevato kol. In this case, if there's a reason to put doubt on a rumor, even if normally you don't take those doubts and you take rumors very seriously, in this case, you don't have to take it so seriously. Why? Because there's an easy thing to assume that the world is going to latch onto something other, because this is what I said before. When we're concerned about whether mevato kol, is not because we think the rumor is true, but rather we're worried that if people see us disregard the consequence of the rumor, they're going to draw incorrect conclusions. They're going to assume she was divorced, and you could go back. They're going to assume you could do machzor grusha. So you'll see them when we'll talk about them. A lot of different things you could be concerned about. So even according to the one who says we have things to be concerned about and we normally wouldn't cancel a rumor, in a case where if you cancel the rumor, people aren't going to think that wrong thing, and rather they're going to attribute it to something else, then you could, by all opinions, you could cancel the rumor. So why is this a good case? Because when the guy was Mekadosh her with date leftovers, right? So it's very easy, if the Rabbanan are going to say, because they became some weakness in the rumor, and normally they'd be concerned about canceling a rumor, here they don't care, because people are going to say, it's not because the rumor got canceled, it's because the Rabbanan looked into it and they said, that wasn't worth a pruta, what you were Mekadosh her with. So what we see is that even if you would be mevato a rumor, if there's something else that people will latch onto to assume was the reason you did it, and not the reason that we were concerned not to be mevato kol, so then that's okay, and everyone would agree that you could be mevato a rumor in that instance. Okay? The bottom line, ha'hi d'nafek ala kolo d'kacha, there was a woman that went out on her a rumor that she had had kiddushin, lichad mi bnei planya, to one of someone's children. So there was a and as we talked before about where they said that she was engaged, but it didn't say to whom. In this case, they said she was engaged to one of Reuven's children, but we don't know which one. Rava says, assuming that there comes to be some weakness that will appear as relates to the rumor, even according to the one who says that we're not going to be mevato kol when we have additional information, in this case we will be mevato kol. Why? Because Meimar Amri, I knew Rabbanan v'kiddushe and v'kiddushe katan havu. So he's going to say, because in this case, Reuven has a bunch of kids, some of whom are ketanim. So the rumor on the street was that she was engaged, she had had kiddushin with one of the kids. If they're going to say it's not true because they're basically going to quash the rumor, that's okay, even if normally you don't quash a rumor. In this case, you'll quash a rumor because you'll assume that people will say, look, all the rumor was that she had kiddushin with one of the kids. It must have been that they did kiddushin with one of his ketanim, with someone who wasn't a gadol, and therefore the rumor mill is not going to assume the wrong things, not going to draw the wrong conclusions from the fact that you're mater her and don't treat her as a woman who had kiddushin. Fourth line, So what happened in this case? There was a woman that the rumor went out that she had had kiddushin with someone who was a katan, But this katan, you know, Rashi says that his body was big. He was a beefy guy. He was 6'2" and he was 12. So in that case, the concern is that people are going to think that she had kiddushin, and if you're not going to make her get a get, they're going to think that she went ahead and got married to someone else even when she had kiddushin from this person. So Amalev Mordechai Ravashi Havei Uvda, there was a similar circumstance for Amru, and they said Adayin Lo Higilu Palgus Ruvain, that they never reached Palgus Ruvain. Palgus Ruvain means the like the separation of Ruvain. Shenemer, what's this? Well, I'll explain in a second what this is talking about. Shenemer lepalgus Ruvain gedolim chikrei lev. So this is a pasuk in Shoftim, and it's what it's talking about is that Ruvain when they went out to Mochama against Sisera, Ruvain didn't join in Klal Yisrael. So it said lepalgus Ruvain to Ruvain separating itself from the rest of Klal Yisrael gedolim chikrei lev. The chikrei lev, the chakiras of the heart, are big, meaning it's hard to figure out why did they do that. But the way it's being used in this context is gedolim, that adults, people who are a gadol, who are already beyond the stage of being a katan, chikrei lev, they have a certain degree of intellectual maturity or sophistication. So therefore, the point is, even if you have this big-looking guy, if he's a katan, he's still going to act like a katan. So just because he looks like a gadol generally has a certain level of maturity, and people can tell based on the actions whether someone is or isn't a gadol. So therefore, in this particular case, I think you would cancel, or you wouldn't worry about being mevatel the kiddushin without a get, because people would recognize that this guy wasn't really a gadol. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Ubavashlo tlei sham amasla, amasla amar Rabba bar Rav Huna." And this is we've now twice talked about Rabba bar Rav Huna. This is where he actually says it. We had one case where someone passing like Rabbi Yochanan, and we had the case where Rabbi Yochanan explained the brisa that, or Rabbi Yochanan said something. We said it was laafuki mid the Rabba bar Rav Huna. But here's where he says it: "Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna." Rabba bar Rav Huna says, "Amasla shamru afilu mikam ve'asar yamin." When we say that there can be an amasla that will undermine the validity or likelihood of a rumor, it can follow the initial rumor by up to 10 days. Reb Zvid said, "B'makom amasla choshishin la masla." Reb Zvid said as follows: it's not only do you have to not only if you have an amasla it can undermine a rumor, but if you have something that there is a room for an amasla, and we'll see some examples of this. If there's room for an amasla, they can also undermine the rumor, even if no one actually came and said that amasla. So we're going to see what that's about. So that's Rav Zvid's opinion. Eisvei Rav Papa or Rav Zvid. Rav Papa asked Rav Zvid, "Ubavach lo tei sham amasla." Our Mishnah said that we're going to believe a rumor as long as there isn't an amasla there. So what do you need? You need an amasla, not a possibility that there could be an amasla. Amrlei bimkom amasla kamar. What they were saying is that they were saying that as long as there is you believe rumor, as long as there isn't basis for an amasla, even without the actual amasla. So no raya from the words of our Mishnah. Amrlei Rav Kana l'Rav Papa. Rav Kana said to Rav Papa, so what happened? Rav Papa asked on Rav Zvid and seemed to be saying that you need an actual amasla. It's not enough to have space for an amasla. He's going to ask him Akasha from a Mishnah. So he says as follows: Papa, why do you say that we don't rely on a space for an amasla? Va'at like Tisbara, don't you hold that even where there's a space for an amasla? Why? Where do we see that? Va'tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Niskachav Achakach Ba'Baila Muteris Lachzer, that if a woman has kiddushin with a man, and then her husband comes, she can return to her husband. What is this talking about? For those of us who remember Yavamis, we dealt with this at great length. The idea that we know that if a husband goes overseas and there comes back one witness that says the husband died, because we don't want women to be stuck, we believe that single witness. Now, so what happens? We believe the witness. The woman goes and has kiddushin with someone else, and then the husband shows up and says, "Hey, how you doing?" And then what do we say? We say that she can go back to him and does not need a get from the guy who is Mekadesh her, right? So now, there's a lot that Rashi fills in here that's not written in the Gemara. So now, why wouldn't we do it? Because, what's the Havamina otherwise? Because we see that if the woman went ahead and had Kiddushin with another man, that we make him, and so now let's think about this. If the first husband is alive, and a single witness came and said he was dead, and she goes and has Kiddushin with a man, she goes and has Nisuin with a man, that Nisuin is meaningless because she's a married woman. And a married woman, Nisuin is not Tofes if he's alive, right? So therefore, really you should say that regardless of whether it's just Kiddushin or Nisuin, that regardless of whether it's Nisuin or Kiddushin, we should say that the Kiddushin was Batel, wasn't Tofes, and therefore, she could go right back to the husband and without needing a get. But we know that the Mishnah in Yevamos tells us that if she did Nisuin, she needs to get a get from the second one. So the question is, if you need one where she did Nisuin, in the case of Kiddushin, the halacha is different because it tells us she doesn't need one. So we're going to say, Lav Mishum Damrinan Al Tanai Kaddish. What would be the reason that we distinguish between Kiddushin and Nisuin? Must be because in the case of Kiddushin, we can make an assumption that probably when the second guy was Mekadesh her, that he was probably Mekadesh her Al Tanai, that the husband doesn't come back. Because he knows that he's getting married to her on the basis that she's released from a single witness, so maybe the guy's going to come. So people are going to assume that the Kiddushin was done Al Tanai. Now, why is that different by Nisuin? Because Nisuin, you can't do Nisuin Al Tanai. No one does Nisuin Al Tanai. People do Kiddushin Al Tanai, but not Nisuin. So therefore, what do you see? You see from the fact that there's a different halacha between Kiddushin and Nisuin, it must be because in the case of Kiddushin, people will tell themselves the reason the Rabbanim treated it differently is because chances are that the second husband was Mekadesh her Al Tanai. So what do you see? You see that we, even where no one claimed specifically that the husband was Mekadesh her Al Tanai, we're going to be, not Melamed Zchus, but we're going to assume that the husband did it that way, and that's why Rabbanan didn't require a get. So you see that even where there isn't an Amasla, we can assume an Amasla if there's space for it. What is that? No children here. The question is just a question of if it's Nisuin, that if they don't, and the concern about Nisuin also is even if he gives a get, she can't go back to the first husband because they're going to say, people are going to think that she got divorced from the first husband, because especially when they see him alive, right, they're going to think he got divorced. Then she got married to a second person, and now if you let her go back to the husband, it's machzer grushaso. So in the case of Kiddushin, we let her go back. In the case of Nisuin, we don't let her go back. Okay? So therefore, we're saying, what do you see? You see that even where no one asserts it, if there's room for saying there was a Tanai, we're going to assert it ourselves. So we say, Hasam da asi baal v'kama arer. He says, no. The reason is not because we say maybe he was Mekadesh her Al Tanai. The reason we let her go back to her husband and we're not worried that people are going to say Machzer Grushaso, that because what's Machzer Grushaso? Because people are going to assume the husband divorced her. Then she had Kiddushin and now she's going back. So they're going to say Machzer Grushaso. So he says the reason we let her go back is not because we're Melamed or we assume that a certain Tanai was made, but rather because the husband comes back and says, I'm not dead. And you went and married this guy and you're not really married to him. So it's very clear to everyone. Everyone sees that when the husband comes and complains about this, people are going to say, oh, the reason Chazal let her go back to the first husband is because she wasn't allowed to get married the second time, and therefore they're not going to think it's a case of Machzer Grushaso. They're going to understand that this is a case where the husband came back and showed he was never dead, and therefore the second condition doesn't tofes. So the Gemara says, that's a nice idea, but ihachi, if you're right that we're relying on the fact that the husband comes back and makes noise, and everyone recognizes that this is a case of the Kiddushin not being Tofes, and they're not worried about Machzer Grushaso, Nisis Nami. Then why not make that same halacha even where she went and had Nisuin? Because who cares? The Nisuin wasn't Tofes either. And you'll say, since the husband came, everyone knows it. So the Gemara says, Nisis of the Isura Kansur Rabbanan. In the case of where she went ahead and had Nisuin, the Rabbanan kenast her, the Rabbanan gave her a kenas. Because we've talked about this in Yevamos at length. There's all kinds of kenases that come. Why? Because we said that when Chazal were mesakin that she could get married on the basis of one witness, that was only that was only assuming she'll do some of her own investigation. And since there's really bad consequences, if it turns out the husband was alive, one of those consequences being the one discussed here, that she cannot go back to the first husband and she can't stay with the second husband. So that, in that case, so if it turns out that the husband is alive, the Chazal gave her a knas that she can't go back. Niskacha. But in a case where all that happened was kiddushin and they didn't have relations because it was only kiddushin, the lo avdi suri, where no iser was done, lo kansu rabbanon, therefore the rabbanon wouldn't knas them. So therefore, the reason there's a distinction between kiddushin and nisuin has to do with knas. It does not have to do with whether we assert that there's a space for an amasla. So we have a machlokas. Do you have to have an actual amasla or do you have to have space for an amasla? And we have no proof from this Mishnah. Amar Ravashi, Rashi says, kol kolo dole is chazak bebeidina lav kolohu. If a rumor comes out and then it's negated before Beis Din has a chance to decide this is a valid rumor, then we don't care about it. That's not a rumor. Vamar Ravashi, Rashi says, kol kolo de basu nisuin lechashina la. We encountered this before, that if a woman has already had nisuin, we don't listen to these rumors to mess up her status, and we don't even make her get, in other words, if someone says she was previously married to so-and-so, we don't make her get a get from either one, because that will be, even if we do it out of caution, it's going to make people think that there was really validity to the rumor. So the Gemara says, from this fact that it says that basar nisuin, we're not worried, ha basar erisin chashinon le. But I guess it must mean that if all she had was erisin, then in that case we would be worried. So therefore, if it was erisin, we would make her go get a get from the person that they said that she had previously been married to. So, Chaviva Amar, Afilu the Basar Erisin, Nami Lachashinala. We don't worry about it after Erisin either, and we don't want to go get a get out of the abundance of caution, because the husband, the second husband who she's marrying, if there's some validity given to the rumor that she had previously been married, Rashi says, Tiskana Allah. She's going to be disgusting to him, because he's going to say, wait, maybe you were married. I thought you weren't married. So if we give any validity to the rumor and get a get out of caution, it's going to cause problems in the current relationship. The halacha is that we're not chayish. If you don't mind, I apologize. We have 2 minutes left. I'm going to cut off here because tomorrow's a short daf. I just want to go back to yesterday. I felt like I didn't explain one piece well, which is on Peches Amabez, about the middle of the page, right before the two dots. And just to explain, this was the question. The Gemara said that if a Beis Din, a Jewish Beis Din, forced someone to give a get kedin, that's kosher. But if either a Goyish Beis Din forced it in a way that it was in accordance with Jewish law, or a Jewish court did it in a way that was not in accordance with Jewish law, in both those cases, it was pasul uposel, that the get is no good, but also it pasuls for reach a get for a kohen. So the Gemara's question was, why is it that a non-Jewish court that acts in accordance with Jewish law is posel or posel? If they're an authorized court to enforce it, then it shouldn't be posel the get, it should be a kosher get. And if they're not authorized to enforce or to carry out Jewish law, then why is it posel? Why does it create a reach a get to say that she shouldn't be able to marry a kohen? So, in our Maman of Shach, the Gemara said, either it's a valid thing, in which case it should be kosher, or it's invalid, in which case it shouldn't even be posel. So what the Gemara says, no, the reason is because we were concerned that if you had a Goyish court conduct the valid din halacha of a Jewish court, which is posel because they're not authorized, but then what's going to happen? She's going to be able to go marry a kohen. What might happen is that when a Jewish court forces a man to have a get, which is a fully valid get, and then therefore the woman is for sure not able to marry a kohen, people are going to think, since in this case with this Goyish court she was able to marry a kohen afterwards, in the Jewish court also you can marry a kohen afterwards, and that's for sure not, because she's definitely a gerusha. But what happens, so why is it then, if we're worried about these things, why is it that in the case where a non-Jewish court wrongly did not go in accordance with halacha but forced a get, and then we said, afilu reach haget ein ba, there's no reach haget, why aren't we worried there too, and say that in that case also, maybe they're going to say that when there was a forced Beis Din, and then it passes to kahuna, because otherwise people might come to be matarit in a case where Beis Din did the right thing and she's actually divorced. So the Gemara says that would become a gzera l'gzera. Why? Because what's the reason we would make a gzera in a case where the court did it shalokadin, the Ovek Kochavim court, would be because of a Jewish court that did it shalokadin. But the reason we say a Jewish court that did a shelo kedin is posel by kahuna is only because we were worried that the Jewish court that did a shelo kedin would get mixed up with the case of Jewish court that did a kedin. So therefore, that would be gzero. So shelo kedin from ovek achavim to a Jewish court, from a Jewish court shelo kedin to kedin, that's a two-level gzero, and ein gozer and gzero l'gzero. So that's why we make the gzero in the case of a Goyish court, even though they're not authorized to do it, we make it a gzero in a case where they did a kedin, but shelo kedin, it's two levels removed, and we wouldn't do it. Okay. I think tomorrow is regular time, because the Ahmed Beis is short. We finish the Masechta tomorrow, Mr. Shem. 8:15 tomorrow.
Clean up your Gemaras.